Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn, your co-host.
Let's secure for C and get underway. Starting up a home-based business, even part-time, is the equivalent of making a major career change.
But career change brings fear, particularly fear of being without a job if you go into business full-time.
Today's podcast guest, Laurence Favier, advocates that fear is not something to avoid, and you can't let it hold you back from your business dreams.
Laurence is a career mentor and joy of business facilitator. She advises you to not wait for things to be perfect before taking the leap into a new career. Be confident and know how to ask for help and resources.
For anyone considering a business career change and feels overwhelmed, Laurence shares several key steps to help ease in that transition.
So greetings, Laurence Favier. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our audience.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for coming on our show.
So where are you connecting in from today? Is it northeastern France?
Yes, I'm there. It's a countryside where I live in France, near Belgium, Germany, and Luxembourg.
Wow.
Yeah, beautiful part of the world. I went over there a few times in the military, and it really is spectacular. So, vive la France.
Yeah.
Let's get started in making a career change into the business world. First step is to prepare yourself for change. What are some things people can do to prepare for a career change?
At first, you have to be ready. You have to prepare yourself and for change and begin to look for information and conversation you could have with your friends, your partners, your colleagues, and get information to see what you would like to change, what kind of job you would like to have, to apply for, and then prepare yourself and be ready for any opportunity you could meet.
So you talk about just that's starting to communicate with people in your social circle and in your business circle. Just that communication helps you begin preparing for this career change.
Yes. This way people begin to know about you, begin to know you want to move. You begin to know you want to get something different in your job. And do something different, maybe something completely different regarding you, what you are actually do. And then the more people are aware of that, it's the easiest way for you to connect with a lot of people and for them to bring you some information about a new job or a new activity for you.
So do these people in your social circle, in your business circle, do they provide some kind of emotional support and just encouragement and that will help you to prepare for change?
Maybe it could be helpful to have some support from your friends, your family. It is also a choice. A personal choice for everybody to choose to change a job, to move to another company, for example, or to move to something completely different. So to get support is important. If you can, it's a great point.
Well, you mentioned another way, you know, to prepare for change is to actively look for change, to actively look for change. Laurence, you know, how does one actively look for change?
It's when you begin to ask yourself, is my job still nourishing for me? And by asking this question, you can begin to look for something different and get information on internet for.
So just looking for change, actively looking for change, that can be helpful in preparing you for a major career change.
Yes. Right. Yes. And you have to also know what you want to do. Sometimes you no longer want to do this job, but you don't really want what else you could do, what else you are good at. So you can begin to have a look at that and see what activities are nourishing for you. Mm-hmm. What else you could do during your day, what you love to do, and then see if it is possible to get a job about that.
Now, we talk about when starting up a home-based business or your own business, the best thing you can do is start a business with something that you like to do. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's one good way to prepare for that change. Well, you know, before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Safety Technology. Start a home business marketing non-lethal self-defense products. Work with Safety Technology, the industry leader for 29 years. Sell through shows, home parties, swap markets, auction sites, and your own website. For more info, visit helpdefendpeople.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
Yeah, so you pointed out that preparing for change means you should openly talk about your plans and your goals. Will this help get people helping you with your career change? Will it inspire others to want to be more involved?
Yeah, so when you want to change your job, when you want to do something else, you could also as well ask to the human resources team if they can explain you what other jobs are available in your company, for example. So you can move from a department to another. This is a kind of change which is possible. And you also would like to do something completely different. So the human resources team could also help you about moving to another company or leaving this company and maybe lead you to something different. So the key point is to know what you would like to do and then get some help and know what kind of people you could contact to help you and to give you some information to be more comfortable with your job and what you would like to do.
So it sounds like, you know, just doing that communication and again, reaching out to people, in this case, talking about your plans and your needs, that can also help you with a, you know, career change that could end up, you know, rolling into your own business. Well, Lawrence, you know, another key change preparation that you advocate for is to network. So how can anyone build a good network that will help them in business or a career change?
Yes, a network is very important. Now we are always on working on our phones, on our computers, with television, with internet, and everything is connected. And having a good network is also having friends, having colleagues, and contact them and talk them about what you would like to do. When you want to move from your job, it's important that your network could be aware of that. So you have your colleagues, you have your family, your friends, you have maybe your suppliers, your customers could help you to improve your network, and then you could find someone who knows someone else, who knows someone else, who has a great job for you, for example. So it's very important to use
They talk about that network of kind of like weaving a spider's web. and that you just keep moving through that web and connecting with people until, you know, you find the person in contact, you know, that will help you with whatever change. But you got to prepare ahead of time in building that web. Just a question on networking. Do you think that it's more important to network in person, or can you network effectively through the internet and through social media?
I think now both are important. It's important to know people in true life, to have some exchange with people, some conversation, have a coffee, a dinner, and then talk about your job, what you would like to do, and so on. And in the other way, it's important to get some friends, virtual friends, who would like the same things as you, who have the same interest for things like you, and then you can with them through internet, for example, and get some information, exchange, and share some activities or some hobbies or something like that. It's also important.
Do you have any specificities about how one should use Facebook or LinkedIn to network and market for their new job or business that they're looking to get involved in?
What is important is to find some groups where you can find people that who have the same point of interest as you. For example, I use some tools in my job, and it's interesting to have a group with and have a conversation in groups with people who.
So it's one of the big advantages you're advocating here is when you look at Facebook and you looked at LinkedIn, the key competitive advantage you could use these platforms for is to find common groups, find groups of people that will move you in the direction you want to with your career change or business.
Yes, they will help you to get more information about what they are doing, for example, and you can take advantage of that and get some help for this kind of people in these groups and discover something different, maybe.
So it sounds like getting back to that same point you mentioned earlier is just reach out to these networks and seek out information, and that's a really good angle on navigating through this, you know, career change. So, Lawrence Favier, this has been a great discussion on navigating career change into anything, including perhaps a new business. Do you have any final points you would like to share with our audience?
The main thing is to do something you like, something which is nourishing for you, nurturing for you, and then everything becomes easy because you are doing something you like. So it's very important to discover what is important for you in life.
Lawrence Favier, thank you for being such a great guest on our show.
Thank you both. Thank you to all of you.
It's been great. To learn more about Lawrence Favier, visit accessjoyofbusiness.com or our podcast website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us in this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.